Pick the Nintendo Shack and pray. Frederick from Fire Emblem Awakening says, yo.
And that is the super secret thing that we're doing. But, you know, we can't, we can't keep talking about it just in case, you know. Hello there. Greetings, Kooplings, and welcome back to the Nintendo Shack. My name's Donnie Reese, and I'm joined, as I have been each and every week for the past, who knows, 100 weeks, by Miss Rebecca and Mr. Garrett Bland. How are you guys doing?
Doing great.
Doing good?
Yeah. Can't complain.
Are you you whelmed? Are you peppy? Are you ready for Shack?
I'm ready for Shaq. I think I can get another cup of coffee in me. Yeah. I think I'm getting slowly addicted, like more and more addicted to coffee. I need to stop.
Really?
Get addicted a little. To coffee. Don't stop.
Don't stop.
See, more than three cups, it becomes a problem, I think.
You know, I've like, the limit. You know, I've completely lost my taste for coffee, right?
Really?
Yes.
It's a real thing that happened to me last year or so. Here's the thing. I drink coffee for years. Black coffee, straight coffee, Americanos. Like, I am a coffee snob.
Fanatic.
And I just stopped being able to drink it. I start drinking it and it like makes me sick lately. Like the last year.
All of a sudden?
Yeah. I've tried creamer, tried you know, sugar, I've tried different, you know, frappuccinos and frozen ones.
Yeah.
And it's like the taste of coffee just like makes my stomach kind of like uneasy.
And it's all types of coffee.
Yeah, it's just coffee.
Weird.
It's a huge bummer. Yeah. I didn't like get COVID or anything like that. I can't. I have no reason. I have no reason other than like it really was just like this. I woke up one day and tried to drink it and I was like, oh, this is making me feel sick. And
well, that's a nightmare now because I love coffee.
Yeah, me too.
Yep. The last time I got the salted caramel. Foam. Yeah, the caramel foam iced coffee. I feel like iced coffee I can still do. Maybe with like a little creamer, but you know, that's like watered down. So
it does get watered down. Yeah, by I don't the know. Ice. It kind of sucks.
It might be like, I think it's an acidic thing. I think it's like an acid thing. I think that's what
it's definitely. Yeah. Yeah.
So I'm just like got to cut mine with water. We've got news this week.
We do.
There's a lot of it, but it's not important. This is, I'm dragging tonight.
Everybody stop listening now because it's not important news.
I'm dragging tonight.
Bye-bye.
So we'll rely on the other two to hopefully bring it. I hope you guys are excited about this news. I'm looking over it real quick.
There's some, there's nothing here that I'm bursting at the seams at, but
I got nothing. I got nothing.
A good roundup of news here.
No energy here, but before we get into it, let's thank those that support us over at patreon.com/PSVG. So thank you so much. Michael Masick, Edwin Callow, Stephen Keller, Nick Creature, Ben Moxham, Nick Valhalber, Paul Calicote, Kyle Iman, Devin Tyus, Josh Borboni, RJ Kern, Horse Girl 69.
Nice.
Zach Adams and Joe Wilson. I'll kick us off with what we've been playing because I haven't been playing much. At least on Switch. I am playing Last Stop on Xbox, which is on Switch. I'm just playing on Xbox because it's in Game Pass. I'm really enjoying it. The story's weird and it's kind of got its hooks in me and I want to see what happens. It's very strange. Strange is a good word to describe it. And it's not unlike something it's kind of like shades of like Oxenfree. Elaine was saying like Kentucky Route Zero, but it's not like creepy and it's not like a teenage coming of age drama or anything like that. It's very adult. It's very mature. You have these three different intersecting lives, like these three different people, and you live their life, you become them and you go and do their thing, but there's like strange things happening that at some point I guess I'm going to figure out. But in between that stuff there's like a lot of parenting stuff, there's like an affair, there's like, this is like a like adult mature stuff going on too. So it's like a Cinemax drama TV show or something so far, with just like a sprinkle so far of like Men in Black or something like that. It's kind of hard to describe actually, but I'm only through, I've played all but one through their second act. I don't know how many acts there are, but so the way the game, it doesn't take long to play. It's a very simple game to play. It's very like Telltale, like walking sim like that. You just kind of just walk around and click on the objects. But so like every, at the start of every chapter, you're on a subway and there's these three people and you choose to play like their vignette, and their vignette lasts 10 or 15 minutes, you know, and you play that and then you come back to the subway and you play the next one. And then, you know, like it kind of resets and you do it again. So it's very interesting. I'm sorry.
It does sound interesting, like a different concept.
Yeah, yeah, and it, like gameplay isn't amazing. I'm not wowed. It's got a little jank. It's, you know, clippy animations, like, you know, but the story, that's what it's about, and that part's good. So at least so far, it's good. I played Samurai Warriors 5, at least the demo. I played the demo on both systems because I was torn on whether I should get it. I'm not going to get it just because I've got a lot of stuff that I've been playing because, you know, I just got through Death's Door, and we've got The Ascent that just dropped today. So I'm playing a lot of things. But Samurai Warriors 5 is interesting because it's a Warriors game in Koei Tecmo, you know, that whole thing. And they talked about, like, wanting a new visual style for this one, and it kind of has, like, this Okami type of look. And you'll see it in, like, the trailers. Except, like, on Xbox, it is that. Like, the characters have it. Like, the attacks have, like, the swooshes and stuff that make it look like that. But the world looks the same, which is to say it's kind of an edgy, like, that edgy grass, you know, flat brown ground, you know. And I've only played
Monster Hunter. Yeah.
Like Monster Hunter. Very good way of putting it. So it's weird in the sense that the styles don't seem like they fit together.
Yeah.
You know, like, you have, like, these Dragon Ball Z, you know, anime swooshes and all these of colorful effects that are going off kind of like in this drab, wants to be realistic kind of world. Which is a long way of saying that if anybody out there was wanting to get it, and I will get the full game at some point, I would actually recommend that you get it on Switch. Because while the resolution is higher on Xbox and the frame rate is higher on Xbox, like blowing up that old style of environmental assets, I think just makes it look worse. Like when you do it, in, you know, in high definition, you're like, oh, this just looks
worse. Like, I could see the polygons.
Exactly.
Now.
You're like, this looks worse. And when I played it on Switch, it played smoothly. I didn't run into, it wasn't like Calamity. It was playing very smooth. So in that regard, I take the Switch version and play it that way. Cause, you know, almost like, I don't want to call it like the fuzziness aids it, cause that's objectively wrong. But, you know, but like the 720p kind of brings everything, I feel like, kind of together a little bit more, like in terms of like just the visual quality of the whole picture.
You know what it reminds me of is the Super Smash Brothers for 3DS. You know how they bolded the characters? I think they're doing it on purpose then. Maybe this game is kind of meant for Switch a little bit more.
I actually wouldn't be surprised at all if it was a Switch game. You know, they just blew up on other systems. That wouldn't surprise me at all, actually. Yeah. And then I'm just kind of in between stuff. I'm almost certain that I'm done with Skyward Sword. I jumped into it and kept playing, got through the temple, and I was just like, I've had enough.
Done with it, like you're not finishing it, you're reaching your stopping point?
Yeah, I'm kind of done.
What part of the game are you at?
Just finished the desert temple.
That's exactly where I said you would stop when you got through kind of that first cycle of dungeons and then it starts making you go back and repeat things.
Yeah, yeah, and it's just the combat's just not fun enough for me to want to do it. So I'm in between stuff in the sense that I have nothing to play until No More Heroes that I'm thinking of.
Which comes out when?
August, this late August. Okay. Mm-hmm. I think it's the 27th, but I'm not sure in that. Late August. So I immediately was going to boot up Breath of the Wild because I was playing it before, got off the plateau, was having a lot of fun. I was like, all right, let's just go play Breath of the Wild. But then I started looking at my library and I've got all these games that I've bought like on sale that I haven't played. So I started playing like the Lego DC Villains game. I'm not sure if you guys saw that. It was on sale 2 weeks, 3 weeks ago. The entire thing with all the DLC and everything I got for like $10.
Yeah.
So I played that for like 4 or 5 hours and, you know, I like Lego games, so I was having fun with that. And then I was playing Round Guard. You guys ever played Round Guard?
No, never heard of it.
Played it on iPad. It's a mobile game. It's on Switch. I think it's on sale now, I think. I think I saw it on Twitter today. But, and that's, I think that's may have even put it in my mind to play it. I hadn't played it in a while. It's Peggle, right? You like Peggle? You ever play Peggle?
Yeah.
You shoot the ball.
Yeah. It's Peggle, but it's a roguelite, like, dungeon crawler, but Peggle.
Oh, okay. I'm super down.
Does that make any sense to you? Which I don't like the roguelite stuff. I think that's why I stopped playing it the first time. But my wife loves Peggle, and she was sick, so I was like, here, try this. And she kind of got into it, and she doesn't understand why when she dies, everything resets. That bothers her just as much as it bothers me, apparently. And I didn't even tell her that. I was just like, here's Peggle, just keep playing. And she was like, why do I keep dying and going back to the beginning? I was like,
oh, right? It's a roguelite.
It sucks, doesn't it?
Very positive reviews on Steam.
It's okay. Really fun. If you like, Peggle, it's a very fun game, even if I can't beat it because I'm just not very good at roguelites. But that's it. So if it sounds like I'm just kind of meandering and picking up some stuff, I had this idea today. I don't know. I got to play The Ascent and kind of figure out where Last Stop's going to get me.
Yeah.
Before I start Breath of the Wild, because it's such a big game, right? Before like I jump in and I'm like, I'm playing Breath of the Wild now. I think I'm going to play Oxenfree. I want to play Oxenfree again before the second one comes out.
I forgot the second one's coming out. Oh my God, I'm so excited.
Now might be a good time. I've got now until, No More Heroes. Like now would be a great time to run and just do it like this weekend.
That's a pretty short game too. Yeah. I could beat that in one or two settings.
Yeah. Yeah. So I was thinking that today. I downloaded it today and I was like, maybe I'll do that and then I'll jump to Breath of the Wild and just start playing Breath of the Wild.
I totally forgot that a second one's coming out. You just got me so excited.
It's exciting. And they're going to just like, it's going to be like an indie direct in September and they're like, it's out now. And then you're going to be like, but I wanted to play it again and you won't have time.
Wait, isn't it coming out on, is it?
I have no idea. I don't remember. I have no idea.
I feel like I read Halloween. No, okay. There's no date.
I didn't think so, but Fatal Frame's coming out a few days before Halloween.
That's true.
Yeah.
So excited now.
Wasn't there like a pre-order link?
Yeah, it's digital only. Everywhere. Okay. Like across the world.
Wow. That
really bums me out.
Huh. Maybe a limited run game.
I might wait for a sale or wait for a release. Yeah. Because I've got it on the Wii U. I don't need another digital copy. I specifically wanted to buy a physical copy of that game. And because it never released here physically. On Wii U here in the States, it was only digital. Which is,
right.
Yeah. So, that's it. That's it for me. Kind of meandering around, picking and playing some stuff. So, until No More Heroes comes out. And then in the fall, hopefully things pick up. And hopefully No More Heroes is great. It's starting to get the, kind of like that preview run. It's starting to get some media coverage. People are starting to talk about it. So
nice.
Yeah. IGN had a big feature today, which bothered me.
I saw that, yeah.
Because Brian Altano called called him Suda51. And I don't know if that's correct and I've been doing it wrong my entire life, but I'm pretty sure it's not.
I think I've heard Suda51 everywhere.
I'm pretty sure it's not. And I don't know why, but like it bothered me. It bothered me to hear it.
Like a dash or something if it was.
And it bothered me to hear him say that because it's like, obviously Brian knows better. Like obviously this can't be happening, but yeah, he was like, hey Suda51. I was like, nope, don't like that. You ever hear something just jars? Like it's like, mm-mm, nope, that's wrong. But it was a good video.
Cool.
Yeah. What are you, Rebecca? What are you doing?
It happened.
Yeah.
I told you guys it wouldn't happen. I said, I'm not going to pick it up. I'm not
really.
Gonna
try but it. The question is, did you give them any money?
No, I have not given them a single penny and I will not. There's something in the shop that I really, really want, but I am saving up. I'm being very patient. This is just a cosmetic. Mm-hmm. I don't need to.
But you want to get you.
But you want to.
No, I'm really good at it.
Gotcha.
I won't. I'm really good at
it. How much is it?
How much is what?
How much is the cosmetic item? Yeah.
It's 6,200 of those like... I forget whatever. What all the different currencies are called.
Just a fake currency. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I have like 4,000 right now, and there's like a couple. Oh,
I think that's like $5.
Soon. Yeah, it's not a lot. It's really not a lot, but it's the principle of it, Donnie.
Which item is it?
It's the really cute Talonflame trainer gear, like the hair. It's okay. Just like blonde hair, and it's just like this leather jacket and these orange ripped jeans and these tall black boots.
You have to custom your avatar, otherwise, how will people know who Forest Minish is? The real Forest Minish.
Exactly. And it's kind of sad because you don't even see the trainer during any of the matches. You only see the Pokemon. So why do I care that much? But no, I'm having a lot of fun with Pokemon Unite. I knew kind of that this game would be something I would really get into. For some reason, the daily missions like reset at 8 o'clock p.m. not like midnight or anything, which makes it the perfect time for me to like, you know, cause it's kind of the evening. I'm just kind of settling down. Just play a couple matches or whatever as soon as it resets. It really is like just the perfect time to play. So I have been doing that. I only play as Talonflame. I hate playing as anybody else.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. That's a little really different like, than other people.
Yeah, I'm putting a lot of effort into learning how to play as Talonflame. So I'm not like always the biggest like goal scorer.
Yeah.
I'm kind of like a, like it's
support. Is it a support character?
Kind of. It's like a speedster melee. I do attack with him, but yeah, I kind of like lure enemies away from like my teammates who are trying to score and like just kind of annoy them while my teammates score.
You don't score
until you score. Yeah,
just
I'm not like
flashbacks of American score. Pie. Just me.
I'm usually somewhere around like the second or third top scorers. But I win almost every match. So I'm pretty good at it.
That's good. Yeah.
Fun.
Becca says flex. Get
this
some.
This will be something that I probably will play obsessively for a few weeks and then never touch again.
A few weeks.
It's one of those games.
I booted it up again this weekend. I played about two matches and I was like,
I think it needs
something just like a little more.
Yeah. It reminds me of like a 2D Splatoon, like a top down Splatoon.
Kind of. Yeah, it's Splatoon-esque.
I think that's why I like it.
Except I need something like paint that I need an objective or a platform or like it needs to be faster. Like I need something. I need one extra thing to do.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of time, Garrett, you're just like running to
the goal. That's a MOBA. That's a MOBA for you.
You just kind of just trot and you're like, nothing's happening, right? We're not doing anything.
Yeah.
Go into all of the achievements and like unlockable things and think, okay, well, like, I'll unlock this if I defeat the Voltorb three times. So, like, I'll go into a match. I don't even care if I try to win. I just go and defeat the Voltorb three times. My teammates probably hate me. But, like, I try to find, you know, things like that to do. It'll be like...
They're just nameless, faceless people.
Pick up this many berries in a match or whatever. So, like, I'll do those things to kind of keep it.
Can we squad up? Like, can we specifically be on a team together?
Yeah, we should.
Oh, man, we should do that. We should me and you and Kyle...
I'm willing to play once. Yeah,
that'd be kind of fun.
For squatting.
Just for one time.
Just once.
Because I wonder if you're playing as a team, like in that coordination, is that like that extra thing that I think I'm missing? Because when I'm playing by myself, it's kind of boring.
Yeah, I mean, it probably would be. I think so.
It'll be a little bit more fun.
Like, could we do matches, like silly matches, like let's all be defenders and let's just put up a wall and see what happens.
Yeah,
like, just that'd
be hilarious.
Or just like speed folks and just race the whole time. You know, like that. Those types of things might make that game a little bit more fun for at least a little bit.
Yeah, I think so. I will be up for doing that.
Are we going to chat on the Nintendo app? Are we going full-blown Nintendo here?
No. I think we should do that for 10 minutes and then just play Splatoon.
That sounds great, actually.
Yeah. Kaiju said he wanted to have a Splatoon night, and when he said it, I was like, yeah, I could go for some Splatoon myself.
I could do a Splatoon weekend.
Yeah, it'd be great if they announced another Splatfest or something, because it's been a minute since I've played.
Splatoon 3 next year.
I know.
Yeah.
Get excited.
On your swole-ed.
But yeah, that's really all I've been playing too much.
It's going to look great.
It's going to look awesome.
Splatoon. Oh my gosh. Yes, it is. I'm so excited.
On the OLED specifically.
On the nice big bright 7-inch screen.
Yours is going to have that whitewash smeary effect. Like everything's just like a dream.
Put a white piece of paper on it.
Special edition Splatoon OLED.
That'd be cool.
That would be really cool.
It would be really cool.
I buy that.
Indigo and what were the colors of it? Yellow, gold?
It was yellow and indigo, yeah. It's that type of... that would be cool. Yeah, be legit. Yeah.
That's it?
Yeah.
All right, Garrett.
All right. It's not MOBOs. I'm sorry. I haven't started playing it. I just haven't had time at all. Monster Hunter Stories 2 is still my thing, my jam right now. That's the only game I'm really playing. I'm not playing literally anything else just because I want to get through this game. I want to finish this game. And I don't want any other distractions with me. Now, I say the game is great and all. It is. I have some reservations about it. I'm about 22-ish hours in. I'm in the fourth area, so I'm a good ways in now. I'm liking the story. The story is actually a little refreshing most than other RPGs, so that's actually keeping me on my toes and keeping me going. So I'm liking that part of it. I think what it does a little bit off for me is that it introduces like 7 or 8 different types of systems, like the combat, the merging your monsters together, whatever. But it's all very surface level. It doesn't really go in depth too much of it. It's like, hey, here's this cool thing, but that's all it is. Just one level of cool thing. All my weapons are still level 1. My monsters are still like not that strong, but it looks like it could be so much stronger. But I'm like, I think I'm more than halfway through the game. I feel like I need to be stronger than this. So I don't know. It seems a little bit slow, even though I'm a good ways in. I think that's my one criticism about it. Still a very solid game, a very solid RPG, but it's not like going to be my top 10 or even my top 20 RPGs, I think. So, but yeah, I'm still very much enjoying Monster Hunter Stories. And I'm also playing Final Fantasy VII Classic, actually. I need to get back to that because I need to wrap that up because we're going to record Final Fantasy VII RPG over at the RPG Cave. So that's what I've been doing, just knocking down some RPGs, catching up. And then I can't wait till this fall because it's just going to hit me in the freaking face. Like 7 different Switch games, like boom, boom, boom. So oh, yeah. I need to wrap up Monster Hunter Stories too before Metroid Dread insane. Comes.
Oh my gosh. I was like getting some hate on Twitter about WarioWare. Did y'all see that?
No. I saw that. Was funny, actually.
What's that all about? Who's hating you for WarioWare?
So I put out a tweet that said, I want to play all of, like, and I've played most of the WarioWare games already. There's only a few others that I haven't played yet, but I like put out a tweet. I was like, I want to play all the WarioWare games before Get It Together comes out. And then like, I asked a totally different question, like what's the best way to play Twisted or whatever. And yeah. Like somebody was like, they took a screenshot of my tweet, blocked out the context of the question, and then was like, you know, you don't have to do that for every single game.
like replay the old ones?
Yeah.
That's pretty common amongst gamers. I think a lot of gamers like to do that.
Like, I know I don't need to play them. Sure. There's no like deep lore of WarioWare that I need to catch up on, but I mean, the games take like 2 hours to beat. I'm not going to get burnt out on WarioWare by playing some of the ones that I haven't played yet, and I like them. It's one of my favorite like Nintendo franchises.
Yeah.
It was pretty funny. It's just a weird
thing for someone to like pick on me.
Like, I get it. Because Twitter is like a snarky thing of like who can, you know.
Who can outwit someone else.
Yeah, you know? It's like that snarky outwit somebody. So I can imagine somebody, you know, because Metroid's like real hot right now and everybody's playing Metroid, talking about playing Metroid. Mm-hmm. So I could see somebody like seeing that going, God, we don't have to replay every old game. But like,
but people play games because they like games.
Yeah, but that's the thing. Gamers like to do that. I can't tell you how many sequels or games get announced and somebody's like, yeah, I'm going to buy these other 3 and play them before the new one comes out. And even if they don't, which I'm pretty sure most don't, like, it's still an urge that I think we all have. Everybody, like, everybody kind of goes through that. Not with everything, of course, but it's not uncommon. If anything, I think that is common. It's a very common approach for a lot of people.
So, and I know we don't have to, but like,
sure,
don't talk me out of it because I want to. Like, if I get burnt out, that's on me. Like, nobody can tell me that.
I don't know about
all the games.
I think we play so many games, like, outside of my select favorites, I forget half of, like, I don't forget that I played it, but I forget 80% of what I played. You know, like, I can't tell you everything about everything that I've ever played before. I can't even tell you, like, the main story of most games that I've played. If it hasn't been in the last year or two, you know, like just the
the
memory in my head just gets overwritten with the new games that I'm playing, right? Unless it's like No More Heroes or, you know, like The Last of Us or something that's really imprinted to me. So I think for a lot of people, they like to replay those just to like jog their memories. Like even Skyward Sword, I was playing Skyward Sword and I was like, man, I forget half of this. Mm-hmm. You know, so. Yeah.
Also, just, he didn't knock at people. Like, he screw that person. He tried to claim he's like, Metroid doesn't have any deep story where you have to play the first ones first. And that is the easiest way to tell that somebody has not played a Metroid game before, because that game has more lore than anything he has ever played, I guarantee it.
But not like in-game.
Oh, there's, oh my God, yes, there is.
I know, I understand what you're saying. And I know that there's a lot of things.
You don't have to play him before Metroid Dread. And that's true. If you're listening to this, you don't have to play it. But like, if you're,
you'll get more appreciation if you do.
I don't blame people at all for wanting to like dive into that lore and catch up on the backstory. Sure. And like, if they're interested in it, go for it. Mm-hmm. Like, they're awesome games.
There are like some great YouTube videos where people have pulled together like a lot of explanations from the last 30 years of Metroid games, kind of keep catch you up. So like, you can do that as well. There's a lot of good stuff like that.
Games like.
Yeah.
What am I not supposed to play games while I wait for the new game?
But like, I understand why somebody that plays, like, let's say they play Metroid Zero Mission, like I was recently playing, like, I understand why somebody might say that. There's like, you know, 5 cutscenes, like, in between, like, the beginning and the end. Like, it's not a lot that a lot of people are accustomed to. Now, you can extrapolate a lot from the environment and things like that if you go and seek it all out. But compared by today's standards, there isn't a lot. It's more about gameplay. So I understand why somebody might say that. But it's there.
I just don't think it's there if you want to tell somebody else how to play games.
That's true.
I mean, that's just in general.
That's it. Yeah, that's it.
If you want to play any game you want, just go for it.
Yeah. Yeah, but playing games, like, that's very common. Like, I want to play Oxenfree again. I don't remember anything but the ending. that's all I remember about Oxenfree. I remember there was like a cave and like some lasers, and I feel like a rail, like, not a rail, like a, what do you call it? Isn't there like a cable car at some point? I feel like I was like on a cable car. That's about my memory for Oxenfree, and that might not even be true. Like, that might just be wrong.
I need to play that game.
The radio tuning.
I remember that, yes. And like, I remember like some lasery triangles. That I remember. Yeah. It might be more than anything else. I remember some lasery synthy triangles.
Yeah. It was so cool.
But I remember we were somewhere like on a ledge or something. There was either a cart or a car, or like I had to move something from one side to the other. I don't remember. You see, this is why you got to replay the games. I don't remember, but I want to know before I play the second one. I want to remember. So, yeah,
there you go.
Just that person's just wrong, Rebecca.
Well, thank you.
A new update for Animal Crossing New Horizons is out now, or at least I'm led to believe. I will admit I took this from a news story. I don't know if this is out yet.
You don't even bother reading all of
Shadow
that.
Shadow Drop. Okay?
So, apparently, you know how last year when they did the fireworks update in August and added like all the fireworks events to the game? Well, apparently that...
Did I say it was weird to do that in August instead of July last year?
Yes.
Because that's what I was thinking today.
That update didn't add fireworks for every August moving forward. Like, if they didn't add this recent update this week, there wouldn't be the August fireworks event. So this adds that event back and adds some additional kind of, like, food items and smaller holidays where you can order.
So a semi-update.
Items. Yeah, it's not kind of really even a big update. They also did say that there are going to be additional new content updates throughout the year, kind of in, like, worded in a way that it's going to be different from this kind of update. So people are kind of holding on hope that there could be something bigger in the works for the end of 2021.
This is how you get hurt.
This is how you get hurt hard.
It is how you get hurt. And the Animal Crossing community is like losing it right now. Because
I'm sure.
Data mined in this are new Halloween items, which are like just a couple reskins of like pumpkins and stuff.
Yeah, here's your jack-o'-lantern.
They've added stuff all the way to Halloween, which means we won't hear anything probably until after Halloween now.
They should put Chucky in Animal Crossing.
Any substantial
you would play
whatsoever, and it is very sad.
For Halloween?
It's not bringing me back into
I play the hell out of it. Sorry, everybody. We're listening. We're just talking about Chucky.
It's okay.
And Halloween.
They need to do more than just add like a couple little items. Like, they're putting cotton candy and popsicles in the game. Like, is that going to get anybody to pick it up and start playing it again?
I don't know what they're doing over there. Like, are they just trying to give breadcrumbs just every so often just to, I don't know, like, make sure that they cover their bases? Like, oh yeah, here's an update. We're doing something. Game
is getting all these beautiful items and events and characters and everything, and I don't care if they monetize it in New Horizons. I would pay for it. I want that amount of new content.
I've been saying that from the beginning. Since before it came out. I've been saying it before it was even announced. I mean, why aren't they, like, they should be licensing with folks.
They should
be bringing in, like, you know, actors and actresses and influencers and brands and stuff like that. It should be like Second Life.
Because there's 30 million people with Animal Crossing.
Yeah.
And, like, I get that their mobile app makes a lot of money, but, like, they're not giving an opportunity to monetize New Horizons.
It's not like they can't monetize both. It's not like they can't just make more money. Like, there's plenty of people to make more money. Yeah. But, like, Halloween, like, I was joking with Chucky, but Halloween would be really cool if they did license with, like, some real Halloween stuff.
A lot of different things, yeah.
Like, and especially for holidays. Like, that's easy. You bring all kinds of stuff in for holidays or pair up with, like, a cool movie, you know, and, like, market around that and, like, do it with Animal Crossing and things like that. And
Rocket get, you know. Rocket League does a ton of crossovers with things. Yep. Like, you should be doing stuff like that.
Yep.
I'm just wondering, did they know that Animal Crossing would be this successful to the point of, oh, maybe if we did monetize it, it would be so much better. But now they're but now it's a little too late, or they're just not thinking in that sense, or
I don't think they want to. I think that's pretty clear. The 3DS with the entire franchise, like, on console, they just don't want to go down that route.
Yeah.
It's so silly to me because Animal Crossing has not been a small franchise for a really long time.
Right.
Okay.
We sold 10 million. I think Wild World or City Folk or whatever it was before that sold almost 10 million. Like, it's been a $10 million copy seller for a long time now. And they should see that there's three times that now. And it's not too late to start monetizing.
Well, you look at, like, how Pokemon monetizes their brand, and they've got these apps and stuff that let you exchange Pokemon. You've got Bank, and, like, how much would people pay for an Animal Crossing app that let you store multiple different islands or something like that, and you could, like, upload and download and bring them back down or something like that?
It would pay a lot of money if they got to have a second island.
And if you had, like, special exclusive, like, Nintendo-themed items that you could buy from the store, if they rotated just exclusive items, like, every season, just here are the seasonal stuff that you can only buy right now, and you've got to buy them with real money. And if you think of, like, Smash does costume sets, and they're really affordable. Like, it doesn't have to be gouging. You don't have to charge somebody $12 for something. You 75 cents. But that could actually make a lot of money when you have 30 million people playing the damn game. You know, like, it's, I mean, we say this stuff about Nintendo all the time. Why and why they don't do things is always puzzling, and it's part of their charm. It's actually kind of a reason why we like them so much, because they're just, dude, they're weird. They do weird stuff, man.
They just had a narrowed focus with this game.
I want to give them money and play it more.
Yeah.
It's so frustrating.
I want them to have, and I said this, I have no voice on the Animal Crossing community, but, like, a big part of it is, like, I want them to have expansions. And you look at something like Minecraft. Minecraft runs circles around Animal Crossing. It's like, what are you guys doing? I don't know. Is it just understaffed? Is it, like, a small project?
I don't know about that either.
Teams, but I know that part of their team is split with Splatoon. Not all of it, but some of it is.
Splatoon had tons of content. Tons of content for years.
I know.
That is an issue. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. We could keep rattling off game after game after game that seemingly gets a lot more support than this game does.
Sorry, guys.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, look, it was a great game. I think a lot of Animal Crossing fans were very happy with it when they bought it. So, there's nothing wrong with that. They don't, like, okay, let me ask you this. Let's turn this into a more fun topic, or at least to discuss a debate here. Rebecca, is it fair for Animal Crossing fans to think that they are owed more? Like, does Nintendo owe them more than what was delivered upon?
The funniest thing. Like, you can't make this up. There are people with 300, 400, 500, 600 hours in the game who say that it's an unfinished game, that they didn't get their money's worth, that, like, oh my God, it just, like, drives me insane. Like, yes, it should be a game that can take you years and years, but maybe that's how you chose to play it.
Sure.
That's the reason why. If you put those 400 hours in the first year or the first half year, even, like, maybe you didn't play it the way that, like, and I'm not saying you should play in a certain way. Like, you can play it in whatever way you decide to. There's no right or wrong way. But I don't think anybody who has put that many hours into the game can say that they didn't get their money's worth or that it was unfinished. Or
and at any moment, you can wipe it and just play a completely different way and do something all over again. Like, that's still very... Like,
that's what people do.
Yeah, yeah, most games do that. They don't
like that it's not the same as New Leaf.
Yeah.
That there's different things. Like, it's a different game. And I think those people should go back and play New Leaf if they want New Leaf.
Do that. I'm playing Mario Golf. Yeah, shout out to Mario Golf.
It doesn't go anywhere.
It's Mario Golf 3DS.
I forgot to bring that up. I did start the Lunch Club. You've got about a week to post your round. Yes. Go find the tournament code on my Twitter at Eat the Hype. If we don't have more folks post rounds, I'm going to stop doing tournaments. That was the thing. People said they wanted to play. I think we've got like 5 rounds posted. Okay. It's not enough.
I need to do it tonight or this weekend.
I don't want to rush anybody, but you got a week. I opened it last week when we were off the air, and I left it open. I think the max is 14 days. So like you've got, I think, 5, 6, 7 days, something like that left.
Sounds good.
But Rebecca, I think I would agree with you. And yeah, I mean, I don't think, I understand. It seems like every time somebody brings up how little Nintendo is doing with Animal Crossing, the reason for saying that is their install base. Like, because the game sold X amount of copies, they're owed more content. And that's not how any of this works. Like, I would actually say, Garrett, like what you were kind of bringing up to, they probably had no plans on doing any major support for this game at all. And now that it's selling very well, maybe those plans change. I've always said that I thought that they would come with some sort of expansion at some point because they did on 3DS, but that doesn't mean it's going to be this year. Like, it'd be 2 or 3 years from now. Who knows? Who knows?
The fact that they went and clarified that there will be something later this year to look forward to, like, kind of cautiously gives me some kind of hope that
I think it's fair.
Yeah, it's not like I think if they didn't include that, it would just be more like, okay, well, we're adding a couple other Halloween items and we're bringing back the Halloween event and we're bringing back the Turkey Day event. But I think because they said that, maybe we can expect a little bit more. I don't know if it should be something huge. Edgardo asked, what do you think the next Animal Crossing update will include? I don't know.
I have no idea.
Something substantial, like something that will bring me back into it and like isn't just rehashed of the same events.
Yeah. I would like a little bit more costumes. And I mean, like, even with just first-party Nintendo stuff in general.
See, I want like games.
And games,
see, that's the thing with me is I want stuff to do. Costumes, items, patterns, that stuff does nothing for me. But again, I'm not the core Animal Crossing player. Like,
that's true, yeah.
I want something to do with my villager while I'm there besides, like, hey, work on making the sidewalk pretty. Like, I want stuff to do, like trick or treat, find ghosts, you know, play tag. I don't care. Hide and seek, but let's do stuff. Let's have events. That's the thing that I like. Why aren't they doing that? They have what everybody is trying to make right now. Everybody wants a service game that has millions of people playing that you could potentially monetize. And this is like what Overwatch is doing, what Ubisoft is spending seemingly their everlasting effort creatively to try and nail. Nintendo just has it and they're not doing anything with it at all. They're like,
That's cool.
Here's a popsicle.
Yeah, and it's so funny because you look at like, legitimately small teams like the Among Us team, and they didn't know that their game was gonna they were working on a sequel when Among Us blew up in popularity, so they said okay, sequel canceled, we're gonna work on adding new things to this game. They added paid costumes, they added a couple new maps, like they added some modes and stuff, like, and they have like a team of 10 people and they like got to work and they did it. And I know the pandemic's been hard. I don't know.
The thing I said with Bobby for years was I always wanted like an Animal Crossing golf game. And it's like, why don't they have putt-putt or a kart race or a football game? Or just, there are so many
multiplayer in the
tennis.
Game, yeah.
Do you know how many damn tennis games Nintendo has? You know how many times tennis or Nintendo has put tennis in something? How many games with Nintendo features a game of tennis in it? It's like, hundreds of games have some sort of tennis minigame in it. And we can't put it in Animal Crossing, like nothing, just anything at all.
Yeah.
That could be a side game. like a Animal Crossing, what is it, like Miitopia type of party.
Yeah, exactly.
On.
Like that's Nintendo's bread and butter are micro minigames, and Animal Crossing has none of them. It's like the game that should have all of them has none of them.
It's
a shame. Imagine if you could play baseball in Animal Crossing. You had a little diamond. You could have four or five friends. You know, like, it didn't have to be, like, big.
I'd be interested in that.
You know, but, like, a little small thing, a little timer base. Like, you know.
You could recruit your villagers to be on your team or something.
Honestly, like, but, like.
And they each have different skills. Like.
So what I'm looking for is, like, you had your birthday party, right? And we all showed up and we took pictures and stuff together. Like, why is Nintendo cultivating stuff like that? Why aren't they doing stuff like
that?
Stuff
to do if you come to my island. It shouldn't be up to me to come up with. Like, we could come up with games if we wanted to, but even New Leaf had that, like, shooting balloon games or, you know, something.
Target practice.
Yeah.
We should all have little targets, like, yes, mini games like that, the Animal Crossing themed, of course, but, like, how cute would, like, a little kickball game be? You could do that with, like, three people, right? A pitcher and a fielder and and a kicker. Like, that'd be so much fun and stupid fun, and it'd be really cute and charming, and, they don't have any. Jay Roo in the chat says beach volleyball. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
That would be great for New Horizons.
I could just see their little arms.
Yes. It'd be so cute.
You would have to, and I feel like maybe you could do something in the game to, like, get that. So maybe before you can host a beach volleyball game on your island, you would have to, like, go collect enough sticks to do it and, like, find a little area on your beach that's big enough. Like,
sure.
I could see them doing stuff.
You got to work up the stuff. You probably, maybe you could even encourage more people to play. But, like when you visit other people's towns, do you, like, get a check mark or a token or something?
No, but you should.
But right, if they check that off, it's like, hey, visit 20 people and we'll unlock volleyball in your store. You know, like, that encourages people to be more interactive with other people.
It would.
Yeah. Yeah. Any stuff like that. Like, any of those, like the Mi Plaza stuff, all of that could be Animal Crossing.
There you go.
Any of that stuff in Animal Crossing.
I would be back into it. I would play for a little bit.
Yeah.
If they had all that.
It'd be fun.
Yeah.
Pokemon Snap is getting a new update. Speaking of games getting updated with new content, they're getting 20 additional Pokemon as well as new, paths, maps, levels, courses.
They call them areas. I call them courses.
Areas. There you go. Secret side path. This is the one where the Neo one gets shrunk, like Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, like the little shrink ray. You get super tiny, microscopic, and then all the Pokemon look super big. As well as the Mighty Wide River. You get, like, the Rapids and then the Barren Badlands, another desert course. And they both have day-night cycles. Confirmed new Pokemon will include Snorlax, Psyduck, Shroomish, and Gyarados. Among others. It's free.
Good. Yeah, I think
free is free.
I knew that they would do DLC for this game. I didn't think it would be free, but I'm very pleasantly surprised that it is.
Yeah.
I will definitely jump back into this and check out the courses and get all the 20 new Pokemon in my Photodex for sure.
Cool. Awesome. What's the Pokemon fighting game that they did? I forgot what it was called. The Pokemon Tournament?
I like Pokemon Tournament a lot.
They had free updates as well. So.
Oh, yeah, for a long time. I would love them to make a new Pokemon Tournament, actually.
They very much could switch between Pokemon Snap and Pokemon Tournament.
Pokemon would have been awesome if it had a lot more Pokemon in it. I think that was honestly the biggest thing that let that game down is it's just a really limited roster. If you triple that roster, it's a really good fighting game.
For sure.
I'm not going to play Snap.
I'm not going to buy the game,
Yeah. Gardevoir is coming to Pokemon Unite, added to the game as of yesterday. I saw that the data mine had listed Blastoise was coming. I let Jack know that. He's excited because that was the first one he asked. That's his favorite, so he was upset when I wasn't there on
Pokemon. That is my favorite, too.
And at least one more is coming this season. Are you part of the Squirtle Squad?
No, the Squirtle Squad?
Yeah.
No, Bulbasaur is my favorite.
With the sunglasses and everything?
The sunglasses and everything. Yeah. The pointed sunglasses.
Yeah, Jack loves that stuff, man. He's got so many Squirtles and Wartortles and Blastoises like all over his room. He's all about that. So,
nice.
What other Pokemon do you want to see added? I mean,
this
obviously.
Is another game where I feel like they should and probably will go all out with adding new fighters. And I think would be interesting.
We have tons.
I could see this being, like, it's already getting a little bit old with, like, just you're seeing the same Pokemon that people are choosing over and over. I think if they keep adding more, that will definitely lengthen.
Do you think they get to the point where they'll start taking some away?
No.
I think they'll have to take some away.
You think so?
Like, you can keep them if you've got them.
But then they'll
take them away so you can't get them anymore.
Well, they are doing that already with Zeraora. I think if you don't redeem him by October or something, it's
too late. That was July 30th.
Is it? Or it could be.
Ooh, I thought it was something, or August something. I don't know.
It could be August. Maybe I could be wrong. It could be. But there is a limited time to redeem him, and if you don't, maybe he'll be back in the future someday, but you can't get him after that. So yeah, stuff like that. But I don't think they'll, like, to balance it, I don't think they'll be like, okay, starting in November, you won't be able to play a Snorlax anymore.
I have no history with MOBAs. How many characters are in, like, Dota or League of Legends, Garrett?
There's probably, like, I don't know, like 30 to 40 characters.
Yeah, so there's plenty of room. You can definitely maybe do that much.
And they rotate a lot. Like, if you want just the free type of, like, layer of it, it's like, here's the select characters. But if you have Battle Pass and everything, you can get all the characters.
Nice.
And all access to it, yeah. So, I hate MOBAs, by the way.
Which ones do you want to see added? Which is basically, like, your questions, like, what's your favorite Pokemon?
I mean, Ninetales is my favorite Pokemon, but they already have Alolan Ninetales in it.
Do you like Alolan Ninetales better than regular Ninetales?
I like both, but I like regular Ninetales better.
So do I. Yeah.
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 Just because I like fire types better. And Talonflame, who is in it, is one of my favorites. I really like Lycanroc.
Lycanroc, okay.
It's one of my favorites.
Would be pretty cool.
That's probably a good bet, Lycanroc, then.
Give me Blaziken.
Yeah.
Blaziken would be really cool.
Yeah. I would be totally for it if they had Blaziken in there and Torchic.
Most of my favorites are already in there. My favorite Pokemon, Cubone Marowak, Machamp. I'm an Arcanine fan. Cool. I like Zapdos, like Raichu. I didn't see that Pikachu can evolve in Raichu in Unite. I didn't think so. So Raichu would be my next one.
Alolan Raichu.
That would be I like Alolan Marowak. I like regular Raichu.
To see, like, unconventional ones, like ones that I would not really think of as being a fighter in there.
Weedle.
I'm trying to think of, like, some examples. Like, I mean, Weedle. Maybe, and then it could turn into Beedrill. Like, that would actually
Beedrill would be legit. No joke.
Metapod. Go Metapod!
To be honest with you, Shroomish is an interesting one. I wonder how that's going to play. Oh, wait, no, that's Pokemon Snap. I'm being dumb. Never mind.
Wrong one.
So many Pokemon things now.
Oh my god, what if they added Magikarp and he couldn't do anything?
Just flail.
Just into Gyarados. Just
flaps around.
Splash does nothing.
That's funny. I think there's a lot of creativity, a lot of room for... the other one I was thinking of is, I never say its name right, Zoroark, the Gen 5
one.
Like the
Zoroark.
Wolf. It's like dark type.
Yes, I know what you're talking about.
Really cool.
Onyx. I want to be giant Onyx, like as big as the screen. They never get Onyx to scale. Like, that's one of the cool things. Like, Sword and Shield kind of got Onyx to scale. Like, when you come up on Onyx,
is it huge?
Huge! which I do appreciate. Keeping on the Pokemon train, according to Variety, a new live-action Pokemon series is reportedly in the early stages of development at Netflix. Be headed by Joe Henderson, the writer and producer of Lucifer.
Nice.
That makes sense. Pokemon on Netflix makes probably bukus of money, so that makes a lot of sense.
I definitely see this happening.
So knowing Joe Henderson, or knowing the show Lucifer, is going to be very popcorn, corny type of show.
I've never seen Lucifer.
Yeah, neither have I.
Lucifer is, think of Vampire Diaries, think of, like, just, I don't know, like superhero shows too. Like, it has that comedy level, but also seriousness and emotion on the side.
Like, so. Buffy?
Yeah.
I'm probably not going
to
watch it then.
I saw people make comparisons to Detective Pikachu, and I feel like that's kind of the same of what you described. Like, it's
yeah,
corny, but like it also has those moments where...
Well, that'd be great. I love Detective Pikachu. I thought it was great.
Yeah.
It was a great story, yeah.
Yeah. Cool.
I'll be down with it.
The Nintendo Switch version of Super Monkey Ball Banana Mania will feature gyro, and it's also 60 FPS. I did see this tweet, Garrett, when you put this in the notes. This is one that I would honestly classify as not news. Wasn't the Super Monkey Ball Banana, the one that already came out, wasn't it also 60 include gyro?
I don't know, but this one looks pretty cool.
It does look good.
What's the previous one called?
They came out with one last year, right?
No,
it's like Blitz?
Oh, the Blitz one. Yeah, this one is, I think this one's the remake. This is like all the compilation.
It's all of them. Yeah, this Super is the collection. Monkey. I'm buying this one. Yeah. I'm just going to get it on Black Friday for like half off, but I'm definitely getting this one. I like Monkey Ball.
Oh, I can't wait. Yeah, yeah. To get it on sale.
Everybody should put this on your wish list. If you've never played Monkey Ball, it's fun.
Super fun.
It's better with Gyro. It's fun. And I'm definitely, I didn't get the other one. The other one wasn't like super great. This is the Wii version, I think. But this one, with it kind of being the collection, I'll grab it.
How many games are in this one?
I don't know. I don't remember.
I'll check.
I saw the direct and it had like, I saw them just like roll through all the levels and all the generations and stuff. So I was like, yeah, that's, you know, I like collections. Garrett also dropped that Ace Attorney's Chronicles and Neo, The World Ends With You
are
out now on Switch, right?
Yeah, we got games coming, guys. I know you guys don't pay attention to them, but they're great. Well, great reviews, great impressions. They're on other platforms. You want to go for them. Ace Attorney, you know, Phoenix Wright type of games over there. They're just remakes of the 3DS games. They only came out in Japan. And then Neo, The World Ends With You. It has a demo. Go check it out. It's really cool, actually. And it's only about an hour of your time. So,
well, that's good.
Yeah.
Dr. Mario World is shutting down on mobile November 1st.
I feel so bad for the four people who are going to miss this game.
I did not know this was a game. I had no idea. When you said Dr. Mario phone game, like, what?
Yep. It came out in 2019. It ranked lowest in terms of revenue for Nintendo mobile game sales. So if you never heard of it, you're not alone. And I probably did.
It's just immediately popped out of my head.
I saw a lot of people that were like, wait a minute, Dr. Mario was on mobile? Like, I remember when it came out and it was a thing. And I'm actually surprised it did so poorly. I figured Dr. Mario may have done a little bit better.
I think there's a lot of games like it. And Dr. Mario as a brand isn't really all that exciting to people.
There's a lot of love, though. There's a lot of nostalgia for Dr. Mario, for especially for like older people. I really love Dr. Mario.
I'm sure those are the four people who are playing it and will be sad about this.
Yeah.
Probably the most exciting news that I've had this week is IM 8-Bit has restocked the Ori Collector's Edition for a limited time. I was on the waiting list before I bought mine, but I was able to let the Discord know, and hopefully Grouchy would get his. They also announced Ori the Collection, which will feature both games on one cartridge for $50. It's like a new thing. They've repackaged this game, these games, 5, 6, 7 times over. But if you missed out on Ori the Collector's Edition, and there was a lot of demand for that one, there were thousands of people on that waitlist. That waitlist, I think I saw, was like over 4,000 people, which are on that waitlist. So if you missed out, now's the time. Go to IM8-Bit now and put in your order, and they'll ship you new ones. That's the one with the stained glass and all the different cards and the very pretty box and all that. Like, that's the one that you want. So. Very happy that I have mine. And then your last little bit here that we have is an update for Monster Hunter Rise.
Yeah, it actually looks kind of cool. It's version 3.2. You got the Okami collaboration, and it's just a layered armor set on your Palamute dog. So just do the crush reward before, I think, July, like tomorrow.
It's not like a full swap of like a character?
No, it's not. It's just a layered armor set. I mean... And then it just does attacks, but it's in the Okami skin. That's basically it. It's not like a true swap of dogs or anything like that. There's various bug fixes, and then there's Arabic language support now. I just need to go back to this, and this is actually pretty good. This time sensitive stuff.
That's close enough. It looks.
It looks pretty good.
It looks good.
Yeah. This time-sensitive quest things is like, oh, shoot, I need to go back and get this. You know, it's trying to hook me back in. So I'm definitely going to go back and grab this and see if I do a little bit more hunts. This is how they get you in Monster Hunter, is that, you know, these hunts are not that long. I mean, you could do probably a shorter one for like 20 or 25 minutes. And you just like, all right, just one more. All right, just one more. And then you just, after like 7 hours, you're like, oh, wow. I played a lot.
How do you think Monster Hunter Stories stacks up to Rise?
I think they're just completely different games to compare, for sure. They're very different games, right?
Of course.
The Monster Hunter Stories games are turn-based driven RPG type of games, and I think they're solid by themselves. But like, they're serving a different audience. Of course, the Monster Hunter super fans are going to go for all of them, but like, the people like me that are more into turn-based strategy role-playing games, I'm going to be the ones really going after Monster Hunter Stories games. And I'll dabble in Rise, but like I'm not like really into it as like compared to other people that are just like long-time Monster Hunter fans. So
it's all Rise I think is doing it's just well. It's like 6 million. Oranges.
It's crazy good.
Yeah. 6 million copies. That's really, really good for a, well, one, it's a like
Switch
what?
Game.
It's half a year. It's exclusive to Switch.
Yes.
6 million copies. That's really strong.
Yeah.
So. Outsold Resident Evil.
And it might go to PC later next year sometime?
Yeah, that wouldn't shock me.
It's going to do good.
It wouldn't shock me if it went everywhere, actually. But
eventually, you know.
We didn't put out calls for questions, so we don't have a whole lot left. So, Chad, if you would like to ask us some questions to extend the show, you're more than happy to do so. But if not, Becca, why don't you hit us with some questions?
First one, is that?
No, you don't. You don't have to,
Garrett. Mention that. How did you get so handsome?
Listen, this chum who asked this question—he's actually one of my really good friends, and he's obsessed with Pokemon as much as I am. So, Paul.
The best Pokemon is Ninetales.
I'm sorry. What was that?
Ninetales.
The second question is, what is best Pokemon?
Blaziken.
Yeah, best Pokemon's definitely Cubone.
It's okay to be wrong.
It's okay.
Yeah, I know.
We're like just all wrong in our own way.
For all the Ninetales fans, I agree with you. It is okay to be wrong as long as you guys are together.
Plays Nintendo wants to know. Oh, were you going to add on to that?
I mean, you just didn't answer how you got so handsome.
Oh, true.
How am I supposed to answer that? Am I handsome? I don't know.
You woke up.
I woke up and it's just ever. Like radiates of handsomeness. Is that it?
Born okay. Like this.
I'm cool with that.
Chewy Plays Nintendo wants to know, what are your favorite free-to-play games on the Switch? I guess it's Pokemon Unite now.
I guess so.
I really liked Quest. I mean, I'm still playing. I don't really play it anymore, but the amount of money and time we've put into Fortnite, definitely. I mean, I think it's probably the best.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of good ones. Rocket League's free-to-play, right? Now.
Rocket League's free to play.
I bought it, so I don't know if I count this as free to play because I bought it before it was free to play, but it is now, and I have the most hours in that game.
What's that tactical free to play shooter thing that everyone was raging about for like a month?
Apex?
No, there was Apex, and then I don't know. Jason Warframe? Was on to. No, not
Rogue
Warframe.
Squadron.
That's it.
Yeah.
Wait, no. Is it Rogue Squadron? It's something like that. It was actually kind of cool on Switch.
Yeah, it's not Rogue Squadron. It's something. It's Rogue something. Rogue Company? Something like that.
Oh my gosh, it's going to drive me nuts.
It's definitely Rogue. I feel confident it's Rogue something.
But you know what I mean.
There's like 10 of those, though. There's like 10, you know, free-to-play shooters that you can play. What was the other one that Coach Mo liked? It's like Valor or something like that. That was the
there's
one.
There's Paladins. There's Valor. Yeah. Pac-Man 99. I was into that for a good. Well, that's a Nintendo service.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I wouldn't call it free to play. If it was free to play, that'd be the best one.
True.
It's a good one.
Yeah, Rocket League probably for me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Zach says, which would you rather see first and why? God, I have an answer for this. He says, one, the Oracle Seasons and Ages games remade similarly to how Link's Awakening was for Switch. Or two, Zelda Dungeon Maker.
So this comes up after those rumors, right?
Number one.
There was the rumor from the Marco guy. He's been pretty solid the last two or three years too, by the way. That he leaked that those were happening.
The Oracle of Seasons?
Yeah, like two or three days ago, he was like, these are on the schedule to be done, you know, next couple of years. Yeah.
I mean, honestly, it's very rare anymore that Nintendo reuses the same art style for different Zelda games. We always said that they should continue using the same assets and just make new games and cut development time by tenfold, but they don't. That's just not how they roll. The reason why that worked for Link's Awakening and the Oracle games is because Capcom was in charge of the Oracle games, and it was a lot easier for them to just work off, you know, an existing engine. Mm-hmm. Capcom's not in control of that anymore. I don't really think if Nintendo, and they probably will eventually someday remake the Oracle games, I don't really see them doing it in that same style. They want it to be different. They want it to be unique. They want it to stand out. the same way that they didn't reuse Link's Link Between Worlds when they could have.
Mm-hmm.
Personally, yeah. I while I would love those remakes, I will take Zelda Dungeon Maker over any other option you present.
I'll do Dungeon Maker 1,000% over because we have these games. I never played these games. Me neither.
They're good. You can still play. They're on 3DS Virtual Console. They don't look the prettiest, but they're very playable today. If you like old school Zelda, they're really good.
When I saw the rumor getting kind of passed around on Reddit and stuff, I didn't bring it up only because it's years away. Who knows? Like, let's wait for the drum to sound a little louder. But my immediate thought was, man, of all the Zelda games that I would like to have remade, like, those have got to be like near the bottom of the list. Especially like for Switch support too. Like, I'd much rather bring other games up to Switch.
If, and I want to say when they do remake the Oracle games, I don't want them to half-ass it. I want them to go all out and give us the third game that was supposed to be.
Oh, that'd be cool.
They don't have, like, it never came to fruition. They would have to really start from scratch. But I would want them to kind of finish that story because you can connect those two games and you get like an extended, you know, alternate ending and it really pulls everything together. But there's still that third element that's missing. It was supposed to be Oracle of Secrets.
Okay.
I would want them to do that with that third Addis.
I'm between a rock and a hard place because like, I have no love for those games and there are a lot of other games I'd like to see more. I also don't want to see a Dungeon Maker at all.
I'll never say that.
I'll probably go with the Dungeon Maker in the hopes that, like a Mario Maker, it comes with some campaign. Yes. And good I can choice. Just okay. play the campaign.
I would love a new 2D Zelda game in general. Yeah. Not like a remake or anything like that. Just give me a new one.
I'd rather...
Give the keys. Give them the opportunity to just make their own.
Yeah, that would be cool. That would be great, actually. But I would rather them remake. Obviously, I want the Wii U remakes on Switch as soon as possible.
Oh, yeah.
I think they'll come. But I would rather them remake Ocarina of Time. I'd rather them bring up Link Between Worlds and put it on TVs. Like, that game deserves a better audience. It's a better game than I gave it credit for, even though I liked it. I didn't love it. And as the years pass, I think I do love it. As I play more and more Zelda games, I grow fonder of Link Between Worlds, you know, in past time. I'm like, it was a lot better. It's much better than most Zelda games. It's really good. So they should bring that to TVs and bring it to people at home. So I would rather them do... I honestly like the Spirit Tracks and stuff like that. I'd rather you give those new life and another chance than the Oracle games. Well, that's just because I know those games. I never played the Oracle ones, so I don't know.
Well, it's funny because I think even though the Oracle games are older, I think they've aged better than the DS games.
I would just like the the idea of those games, but you know, they're all touchscreen. They'd have to be completely redone. But I'd love the idea to return to those in a, you know, like in a modern way now, like just remake them for actual, you know, for actual console play instead of the touchscreen and bring them forward.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
Just bring the Oracle games onto a virtual console.
There
or GBA. Yes. Like, we would like to play them. That's it. I think, yeah.
More
I also want
to.
Zelda
is always the answer.
I want a side-scrolling Zelda. I want them to go back to that.
Oh, that'd be cool.
I've won ever since I played Mario Maker because I never played Zelda 2 back in the day. And the few times that I did play it, I always thought it was like bad. I've never like particularly played it and like, oh, this game's amazing. That's never really happened. But I played it out of its time. But ever since I played Mario Maker, I was like, yeah, I want an entire like 2D Zelda game. This sounds great. If you've ever played a really good Zelda themed Mario Maker course, sign me up for a lot of that. I'd play a lot of that. That would be awesome.
You like the platforming elements of it. I don't know if you would like the RPG elements of it.
Yeah, but I mean, just some of those Mario Maker courses like really showed how like dungeons could be done in like a 2D way with platforming and stuff, and I really like that. And maybe a Dungeon Maker brings that to life one day. Who knows? But yeah, there that's one of my few things from Mario Maker that I really, really like. I played somebody, he made 5 levels in a row, and it was like a dungeon. It's like these 5 levels, and you had to like to get the key to get to the end, to open the room, to get the thing. And I was like, God, I'll play an entire thing like this. Just give me 40 hours of this Nintendo, and it won't stop because it had all the cute sprites and, you know, da-da-da-da-da. Like, you could put all the nostalgia and everything in
it. Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah, it was really, really fun. So ever since Mario Maker, I've always wanted a 2D a proper modern 2D Zelda game. That would be great. And Nintendo, they make 2D games out of everything, and it's like they've never, you know, they haven't touched, like, Zelda has never, it's like beneath Zelda, I guess, you know, but they 2D like everything else. I would love for them to give Zelda a chance, the rub.
What if they did cheap 2D in the style of, like, Paper Mario, like Paper Zelda?
Paper Zelda. Yeah, we've talked about that before. Yeah, Paper Zelda game would be awesome, because Paper Mario on Switch is kind of Zelda-ish in ways. There are Zelda elements to that game, and, like, especially you're driving around the ocean in the boat and stuff, like, obviously I'm starting to, you know, have memories float back. It's like, this is a little familiar here. But even honestly, just like the way the areas expand in terms of, like, all the secrets that you have to find to get the keys to open the doors and stuff like that, it's like, this totally could just be Zelda. You could just put Link in, you know, Zelda stuff in here, and that art style is gorgeous. Paper Mario Origami King is one of the prettiest games I've ever played on Switch. I mean, it's really, really nice to look at. I would love a Zelda game in that same engine. That'd be amazing. So,
Johnny, we already have a 2D Zelda game maker, and that's called, what was it, the Gamer Game Garage? That is.
Oh, God. Game Garage.
There you go.
We didn't stop talking about that. That went away so fast.
They're doing a physical release for that. Isn't that the latest buzz about that?
Really?
They're going to put it on a cartridge. You can buy it. So that. It must be getting some run for them to print print cards for it.
I think it's a good tool for people who want to get into that, or like our kids are just kind of exploring
for the kids, man.
Yeah.
Cool. Okay, the hard-hitting question to end it. Kyle wants to know, since Breath of the Wild took place after the Calamity, how did Zelda, along with Link, not get older as time went on? Did Calamity Ganon sealing her stop her aging process? Please, I have so many questions in my head, but so very few answers.
This is a great question, actually, because I never thought about it from Zelda's angle. I mean, from Link, he's like in the blue stuff, right? He's like in stasis or whatever. So like that, I was like, yeah, he's just frozen in time. He's all, like Han Solo, like he's stuck.
Sure.
But yeah, like what was happening with Zelda? Like, that's a good point. I was like, she's not in there.
Her seal, yeah, wasn't she part of that bubble?
She did like the big globe thing.
That was kind of stopping time. She was just kind of holding it for years and years until Link was ready.
Maybe that's how she held off Ganon. Maybe it wasn't as big a deal. She made it. She just froze him. It was just time was frozen, and that was literally it.
Slight story spoiler for Skyward Sword. We do see her go into the something very similar where she is frozen in time for a long period of time. So we do know that technology,
so it works out. She's just like
her carnations. So yes,
freeze.
Honestly, I didn't think about it too much when I heard
I never do
100 years. I rolled my eyes. I'm like, oh my gosh, of course.
Every
it's
time
100 years,
every time I get down a path and I click on like a Zeltic video or YouTube recommends, and it's like, figure out what these ancient symbols mean in Zelda, and I'm like, why do you people do this? It's just so much effort. They go down such rabbit holes.
And I feel like those are the types of people who, like, they might not play other games that we play, but
of course
they're so into Zelda. Okay. And that's
of
their
course
thing, and like it drives
them. My whole thing is I always feel like there's a lot extrapolated from so little, I guess. You know, it's like I need a lot of confirmation. Yeah, it is fun. And
it's Zelda super fans, man.
Headcanon, too.
You learn a lot, though. Very powerful. Like, you learn a lot. Like, the way that they'll piece stuff together. You know,
that's
like,
true.
They're damn detectives. They'll be like, and you'll know if we go all the way clear across the map and you uncover these leaves, this symbol appears in the ground only at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. You're like, how?
How did you do that?
Think of another fandom that does this kind of stuff.
Yeah, no, definitely can. There's lots of, games that
I
feel like I know they exist, but like, do they do this for like Uncharted? Do they do this for...
Not
like,
for Uncharted, no. But there are definitely games that have big fandoms and fan fictions and mysterious. Like if you want to go down the path, you start getting into like some Kojima stuff, or you start getting into like some Suda 51 stuff.
That's completely different.
I mean, it's insane. Like, this is definitely not unique. It's not normal, but there's way worse.
There's Skyrim, Fallout folks, like, they'll go really into it.
Until they did the timeline, I remember for years, and they were talking about all these different paths of the hero and everything, and I was like, what a bunch of baloney. I was like, you know, they're just different games, just let them be their own thing, and I'm still, even after they've released the timeline, I'm 100% sure until that stuff started happening, that's exactly how Nintendo was treating it. They're like, leave it alone, and then eventually they're like, all right,
fine,
we got to throw them a bone.
Just in Nintendo's mind until people were
of course
it a thing.
Of course
there's four different links and they
I would have
all have
died
different timelines.
I would have died to have been around the donut table when like that idea got brought up, just seeing AJ and Uma like, they think what
we have to put something out there to satisfy fans.
They take a shot at sake, is like, all right, I'm ready, let's just go.
Let's just throw darts at a board and whatever sticks is what the timeline is.
Yeah.
It's like, all right, Majora's Mask. All right, it's connected to that game. All right.
We'll sure. Let the fans figure it out for us. If we just put it together, I'm sure they'll come up with it for us.
And how exciting will it be like when, you know, Zelda 12 or whatever, you know, two generations from now, where they come out and they're like, this Zelda starts a new timeline. You know, like just a whole, and like people are like, oh my God, it starts all over again. You know, like, it, yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Fun.
I just, when I said starts a new timeline, and this in my head, I had like this brief vision of like a Zelda Metroid crossover, like Link in like armor and in space. And it was like, oh my God.
The Nintendo universe.
UFOs and aliens in Breath of the Wild, that was one of their scrapped ideas, which means it is technically possible.
Do you see like future Zelda, cool. Like cyberpunk Zelda game?
Oh, I would be so down with that.
Technology in Breath of the Wild 2, it could happen.
He's just an android. All right, that's going to do it for us this week in the Nintendo Shack. We hope you enjoyed hanging out with us this week, and we'll catch you next week. Anything else before I close?
I don't think so.
Doing anything? Any plugs? We stopped doing plugs for a little while.
That's true. I mean, I'm still doing the RPG cave with Ryan Turford at the You, Me, and Capri Patreon. It's been good so far. We're going to be talking about the Mana series and then Final Fantasy VII.
I can't honestly recommend anybody.
Actually, I'll recommend one of them. We did an indie RPG episode, and it has an introduction of four of our favorite indie RPGs, and that's going to be coming out this weekend. So,
ooh,
be on the lookout.
That is exciting, but not Final Fantasy VII.
No.
Did you do the interlude thing yet?
I haven't even touched the Final Fantasy VII remake, man. Like, I'm playing classic. I need to go through that, experience that, and then I'll go to the remake. I don't have time.
What did you, Bex? What are you doing? You got streams
play
or anything?
Pokemon Unite with me.
With me.
Play it with me.
I'll play it with you.
We should. We should team up, and I'll stream it if you team up with me.
I'll do that.
That sounds fun. All right, that's going to do it for us. Good night, Koopalings.
Bye-bye.